The minimum wage bill, signed Tuesday by President Clinton, does more than give an extra 90 cents an hour to America's lowest paid workers. It also phases out Section 936, a law that gives a variety of tax breaks and credits to U.S. corporations operating in Puerto Rico. Under that measure, companies didn't have to pay U.S. taxes on income they earned in Puerto Rico. They also received tax credits on wages they paid to workers in the Commonwealth. Those credits will be ended over the next 6 years. The income tax exemption will be phased out over a decade, and new companies starting operations in Puerto Rico are no longer eligible for either benefit. The changes were enacted in the name of ending corporate welfare, and the minimum wage bill had the support of the Puerto Rican government, but not of many business people on the island. Elias Gutierrez is the president of Corplan, a management consulting firm in Atorrey, Puerto Rico.
What has happened here is very simple. Puerto Rico is competing with the other 50 states for productive capital. There's a war right now between the states fighting over new industries. And Puerto Rico had an advantage which doesn't apply to any of the other 50 states. But at this moment, what has been the key factor in determining the elimination of this section has been a change in the Puerto Rican government attitude, because the Puerto Rican government at this moment is administered by the New Progressive Party, which is ideologically oriented towards statehood. And they have always seen this special treatment of Puerto Rico as an obstacle to statehood.
The thinking would be that if Puerto Rico were to apply for statehood, then if it went to a referendum, the question would be, well, which do you prefer, that we should become a state and lose all of these preferences for investment, or that we should keep this favored status and not become a state? And that would weight
right.
The argument against statehood.
That's right. And now we have nothing. We have been left without an industrial incentive tool to attract new investments, and with a phase out to what remains that will, in fact, be withering away within a period of 10 years.
Well, do you think that the next 10 years, though, as Puerto Rico witnesses the phase out of existing tax benefits, is going to be a period of 10 years of intensification of statehood sentiment and people saying, look, we're moving toward an economy that will be just like the economy of a state, so we should be a state?
No, paradoxically, I think that it will be the other way around, because the New Progressive Party has for years preached the fact that statehood is for the poor, based on the fact that the United States had developed programs of welfare and safety net for the poor that was a guarantee, income, in fact, for people in disadvantaged positions. But the changing philosophical nature of the electorate in the U.S. has produced a change in laws. And therefore, I think that more and more people are realizing that statehood is not for the poor. It probably is for the rich. And that Puerto Rico, in order to qualify to become a state of the United States, would have to have a very strong economy in order to pay taxes, in order to contribute, in order to, in a sense, jump the hurdle of being a Hispanic nation within the United States.
If you could, Mr. Gutierrez, in layman's terms, give us the bottom line of the econometrics here. If you take away these tax breaks, what does it do to employment in Puerto Rico? Does it really hurt it that badly? Does it?
Yes, it will. You see, the manufacturing sector of Puerto Rico is about 41% of this economy. 30%, about $10 billion, of the deposits in the banking sector are accumulated profits of these corporations. About 70% of this $10 billion will flow out of Puerto Rico within the next 6 months. The best analogy I can think of is a tree. It's like a tree that sheds leaves. If no new leaves come up eventually the tree will die.
You know, Mr. Gutierrez, everyone nowadays in Washington is, nearly everyone, is opposed to corporate welfare, and that accounts for the popularity of a measure like this one, whatever the other motives might be. But also, there are a great many people now, most notably the Republican nominee for vice president, who favor enterprise zones. Wouldn't the enterprise zone concept be something akin to what Puerto Rico has enjoyed all these years?
What we have lost is precisely the only enterprise zone that has ever been a success within the U.S. System. Puerto Rico is an island of 100 by 32 miles, and we have come up from extreme poverty towards industrialization in 40 years. How did we do that? Precisely with a system that, in fact, created an enterprise zone in the island.
Well, Mr. Gutierrez, thank you very much for talking with us about it today.
It's been my pleasure.
Elias Gutierrez heads a management consulting firm in Atorrey, Puerto Rico.